ask people what the Trinity River looked like a couple of months ago, and the answers are pretty snarky.
Before the water, it was just grass and weeds.
A dry gully.
3 or 4 months ago, it was, as Von Seal Hill put it, a drainage ditch.
But now?
Just to see that mass of water right in the middle of Dallas is just absolutely amazing. I can't speak for everybody else, but I just think it's just phenomenal.
John Jackson, Linda Lubinsky, Andy Van Noord, and Cedric Johnson have all lived in North Texas for years and can't remember the river ever being so high. At almost 42 feet, it's certainly one of the Trinity's top floods. But a little over a century ago, the river surged even higher. Here's UT Arlington history professor Bob Fairbanks.
People, I think, know about the flood of 1908 in which the river crested at over 52 feet, which is pretty impressive.
15 inches of rain in a single day led to that flood, which caused tens of millions of dollars in damage and left 4,000 people homeless.
But it was, of course, that resulted in an interest in doing something to tame the Trinity River.
Fairbanks means the levees. Talk started after the flood in 1908. Temporary barriers were built by the end of the 20s, and the levees, more or less as we know them today, were in place just after World War II. He says it would have been impossible for Dallas to progress without levees, but if for some reason we didn't have them?
Downtown would have been basically destroyed by this. I don't think it's quite as bad as New Orleans, but it would have been a very traumatic event in the history of the city.
Still, there's no denying the drama of the Trinity today. Fairbanks came to North Texas in 1981 and says he's not surprised so many people are taking a moment to snap a picture or two.
I was in Cincinnati before I came down here, and I'd been in St. Louis for a while, and I knew what rivers looked like. And I came down in August and couldn't even see the Trinity River when I got down here. But now we can see it.
And on the Continental Bridge, Andy Van Noord is psyched.
It's pretty amazing to see the mighty Trinity actually be mighty.
Though thankfully, not quite as mighty as it was in 1908. Courtney Collins, KERA News.